Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. This is Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPAN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gertz.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, some of the extraordinary people who have graced our airways at WPTF over the years, I knew many of them, thank goodness, worked with a lot of them, heard about the exploits and shenanigans of some of them who were there. We have a lot of real characters at WPTF over the last 100 years, I'm sure, but most of those people, obviously, from the 40s, 1940s on up. I think that's the earliest local archive I was able to find was for us from the 1940s. Jim Reed interviewing some of the football coaches at the time, like at Wake Forest, like P. Ed Walker was one of them, and they were talking about with the UNC coach about this extraordinary guy, Charlie Justice, who was a freshman that year. And
Choo Choo Justice,
yes. So,
well, I have to add this, Mike. I've told you about my uncle John Holler, who played for the Redskins one time and also for the Cincinnati Reds.
He just played one time?
No.
For the Redskins?
No. But he was in the 40s, and Choo Choo Justice one time said, being hit by John Holler was like being hit by a freight train. So
right.
I got to put that plug in for Uncle John.
It's just like our late sheriff in Wake County, John Baker, who was a tackle for the Steelers at the time he hit Y.E. Tittle, who was a quarterback for the Giants. And there's a famous world-famous photograph of Y.E. Tittle on his knees with his head bleeding, and he had just been hit by John Baker. But years later, Y.E. Tittle, who had a daughter at Duke at the time, came to Raleigh and campaigned for John Baker for sheriff.
So those are real tough guys. I don't think they had leather helmets.
No.
I just marveled at Sheriff Baker. I interviewed him many times, and he had huge hands, and all of his fingertips were going in different directions. So at any rate, he was a beloved character. Let's who do we go to first, Joel? Major Dave is first. Major, I salute you, sir.
Good morning. I got.
How's everything up in Waynesboro, Virginia, this morning?
It is going well, but you guys have brought back so many childhood memories for me. My mom's family came out of Person County, moved to Durham after World War II, and her brother Clarence Whitefield was actually vice mayor of Durham in the mid '50s.
How about that?
You have reminded me, because I've been seeing all these little videos on the internet lately about all these homes. Insecticides, herbicides, root tone type material. And I'm thinking baking soda, and how all these people who used to do this gardening at home developed all of these things from baking soda and brown sugar or molasses and white vinegar to kill your bugs and everything. And I'm wondering if you could just speak to some of those ingredients that are usually readily available already in your kitchen, instead of having to go out and buy these high-dollar chemical sprays and whatnot to use to help your garden flourish.
You know, as a matter of fact, Major, I rarely use anything. I don't know about Rufus, but I don't really use anything. I just kind of let the plant. I don't fertilize. Rarely fertilize. Maybe the one rose that I have, I do give that some fertilization because it's a heavy feeder. But other than that, I don't use a lot of fertilization. If you have a vegetable garden, if you have tomatoes, everybody grows some tomatoes, you might use a little, you know, they're pretty heavy feeders too, so you're going to have to satisfy that. But as for pesticides, I can't remember the last time I used anything like that.
I remember what Tony Avent.
Even a home remedy.
Well, you know, Tony Avent, and I learned this from Tony Avent a number of years ago. He said, you know, focus on the soil. And if your soil, if you had good soil.
The amendments.
You know, you don't have to really do too much, mm-hmm. you know, because that balance will be there.
Right. Make sure you have the right pH. Make sure that the ground is broken up and is aerated.
Well, like growing up, we had apples. You'd never dream of spraying anything on the farm on an apple tree. And you had a few worms here and there, but you put up with it. So I think we've become very accustomed to having the perfect garden, which is not the thing to do.
No.
You're not going to have a perfect garden. You have some things that are a little bit ratty here and there, but you'll get the good out of the bad. So I think you're right, Major Dave. The only thing I do use some of that Bayer all-purpose
all-in-one.
I don't think that it should not kill any pollinators. But other than that, I don't use anything. In fact, I've gotten to where I use a vinegar solution if I want to kill some grass somewhere.
Yeah, is that what you pretty much do, Major?
Yeah, I get that Harris 30% vinegar at Lowe's, and that's what I use for weed killer. I'm just very concerned, like a lot of people, about using potentially toxic chemicals, even getting them in the soil and having them show up in the plant the next year.
True. So those and so bad to your pollinators.
I haven't used 7-Dust in years. There's a chemical called 8, and I know that's a play on the word 7. I forget who makes it, but that does
that's
not...
That's a Bonide company.
Bonide, that's right, Bonide.
Pennsylvania,
And it does not harm your pollinators.
Right.
Interestingly, our bees here live in the ground.
Well, it gets pretty nippy up there. there are a lot of ground-dwelling bees. There are all kinds of bees. And we just think about the bumblebees and the honeybees, but there are a lot of bees flying around that we may not be familiar with.
Well, we were blessed to have a good amount of honeysuckle, and we seem to have these little white butterflies that are just everywhere after about mid-May.
Well, that, you know, that's probably a good sign, Major.
It is. It is. Yeah. We're looking forward to a great productive year this year. But I just want to thank you for helping bring back all those childhood memories. My grandparents lived on Shenandoah.
Okay.
And the and then they lived on, my aunt lived on Hillendale, moved out Guest Road to Cannon Avenue back when that was the upper city limit, so she could have a larger garden.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much, Major.
I know what I know because I listened to the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Let's go to Professor Herb in Durham. Herb, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Mike, Rufus, Carter, and friends. I will be brief because I know we're going to go over to Chapel Hill for some entertainment, we hope. But
are you going to?
I'll be
well,
there.
Well, we were hoping to see you here today in person, Herb.
No, I've got to go with my son. Then I've got my mother and I going on the spring break. We'll be down in Janesville for a little while.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. We were thinking about you.
Yeah, real quick. I am a card-carrying member of a Durham library. I'm
good for you.
I'm a card-carrying member, and also I sent you a picture, Mike. I have a personal library for the community in one part of my yard, and one of the things that I'm not sure people know about is friends of the Durham libraries, and if you are not just thinking about checking out a book, but the library also has sales, some absolutely beautiful garden books occasionally that you can go and pick up and browse through. So I just want to let people know you can go there sometimes and buy books that friends donated.
How wonderful. It's an adventure going to the library.
Yes. Really, well, is. I'm going to let you all go and have a great weekend. And, Mike, I did send you a picture of my blooming cactus.
I don't see it, Herb. I just looked in my mail.
I think I texted it to you. I'll send it to you on email.
Let me see here. I don't see a text either.
Okay. All right. Well, I will send it to you. My cactus is blooming nicely, but I'm waiting for my Sirius to do something pretty again. It's been a little slow lately, so.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous plant.
Yes. Well, anyway, Herb, y'all have a great weekend. Keep reading.
All right. Amen. That's a great idea. Thank you, Herb.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Professor Herb. Hey, the Guilford Garden Center is thrilled to announce the grand opening of their second location at Lawndale Drive that's opening today, and so they invited everybody to come out. The location that Rufus and I have been to has been there since the 60s, and so that is a marvelous garden center. And so they have a new garden center, Lawndale Drive, 3811 Lawndale Drive in Greensboro.
Yeah, we need Guilford to go
County.
Back there.
Absolutely. I do have Richard and Billy on. All right. Billy, let's go to Billy at the State Farmers Market. Billy?
Hey, good morning.
Things are warming up today. I'm sure a lot of vendors are coming out. I guess they're all tucked into the building number two, the farmers building number two?
Oh. Farmers are back in their original location.
So you got them in one. Yeah, so you're making way for the plants in building number two now.
We already have a few of the plants here.
Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect day for it. It's going to be a gorgeous day. And so you have a lot of vegetables out there this morning, getting more and more. Any asparagus?
I haven't seen any asparagus this morning. Not yet.
Okay. Well, we're getting close. Rufus, do you grow asparagus?
No, I do not. I used to.
Yeah.
I accidentally mowed it down one time, and that stopped it.
That's not good. That's not a good thing. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to the fresh asparagus coming. That's always one of the first signs of spring and snow peas, things like that.
Yep, we have tunnel-grown strawberries and apples, and then we have sweet potatoes and turnips and rutabagas, the carrots, a few onions, spring onions.
Yeah, a lot of nutritious things.
Billy, did you hear our guest today, Mrs. Farrell, 113 years old?
She is sitting here with us now. Mrs. Farrell, we're talking about all the wonderful vegetables out of the State Farmers Market, and sweet potatoes are among them, and certainly the greens.
Her sweet potatoes and collards.
That's the answer to a long life, Billy.
Well, we've got it right here.
You got plenty of them.
Yeah. Does she eat kale?
No, okay. We've discussed that, and
Rufus does not eat kale.
That's right. She's in the Rufus camp on that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I need all the tip I can to live a long while.
Excuse me. So up at the market shops, we've got a lot of coffee from 321, and the cinnamon bread, and all the wonderful fragrances, and of course the market grill.
Yeah. All the spices and meat and all the little stuff for gifts and flags for your garden.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff that's really good for you, like cakes and pies and cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
It's good to me, that's for sure.
And, of course, your famous restaurants there, the Farmer's Market restaurant and the seafood restaurant. Rufus, we must have spent 2 hours at that table in the Farmer's Market restaurant last Saturday.
It was a good
after the show. We had
a good time.
Yeah. We had a lot of people at the table and talking, and I'm sure they were ready to rustle us out of there, but we sat firm and enjoyed ourselves. And there are a lot of things to do with the Farmer's Market, and one of the main things is to eat. Seafood restaurant opens up about 11 o'clock, and Logan's is going to be opening up soon, I understand.
Very soon. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are too, because they've been working hard on getting and moving. And I think they've been trying to clear things out downtown as they start moving in. But I think they're very close to getting there. And we're very close to getting to the Tar Heels, I fear, too.
Yeah.
Billy, so do y'all have anything coming up that we need to know about?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay, but I'm sure spring will start, and y'all will have all kinds of celebrations and special days. Craft Fair coming up. Is that in April or March?
I don't have the date on it yet.
Okay, yeah. But that you have a spring and fall, and that's a big deal.
I believe it would be in March.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, very good. All right, Billy, thank you so much, my friend. Go out to the farmer's market. Those farmers work very, very hard.
Okay. Yes, sir. And y'all come see it.
10-4.
We shall. I'm not dropping you off at the farmer's market, am I?
You might.
Oh, okay. Well, pick a little something up before you go back. We have had so much fun. So much fun today, and very enlightening. We got to meet an historic lady figure in North Carolina, Miss Farrell.
I think she's royalty.
She is royalty, mm-hmm. Especially with that beautiful red fit on.
And maybe the next time, and glad that our extension director, Donna Rupalt, came today, because we leaving early so we can't get on the air, but maybe sometime in the future she can be a part of the Weekend Gardener.
We would love any time. We've had a long history. In fact, the show was started 80 years ago by an extension professor, John Harris, at NC State. And he was an extension agent in Guilford County at one time. So I would love that. And I'm sorry we don't have time. We're right up against the Tar Heels. But, Senator, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
As an old radio guy, you couldn't take the headset off, could you?
Couldn't pass up the chance to welcome you all to Durham. And, Mike, thank you for continuing the great legacy of this show.
Thank
you for putting up with Rufus all these years.
Oh, he's a joy.
And I appreciate my friend Carter Q and all the good work he's done.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carter.
Oh, thank you. Would like to invite everyone to come out to the historic Stanford L. Warren Library at 1201 Fayetteville Street, Durham, North Carolina.
All right. Brother Rufus, what doth thou say? Anything?
Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Anything besides that?
Well, it's wonderful to be in the presence of royalty. I'm still amazed about this nice, nice lady.
Absolutely. Ms. Farrell, thank you very much for joining us this morning, too. And we'll see you next week on The Weekend Gardener on WPTF.